Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Well, ever since I was a little bitty boy, just listening to my hero sing.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jessica Cena from the Montana Petroleum Association.
This is Jessica Cena, Communications Advisor to the Montana Petroleum Association.
Okay, Jessica Cena, one of my favorite people from Montana. First, I got to ask you, how's your golden retriever doing these days?
She is wonderful. She is loving all this snow. In fact, she likes it a whole lot more than I do.
And what part of Montana did we find you in today?
I am in the capital city today. I'm in Helena.
Just wanted to get an update from you from the Montana energy production. We'll start with that. Kind of a broad overview of how the Montana energy extraction or the petroleum industry is doing.
Sure. Well, I mean, like I would probably see on any other day, we could certainly be drilling a whole lot more. The downturn in oil prices is, of course, affecting Montana, also being in what many call the shallower end of the Bakken or in an area with less available reserves. You know, we've definitely seen a major decline over the last year and a half. What that's done, though, is, our state coffers are not as robust as they have been in the past. There's not as much money for the legislators to fight over this session, and that means that we have had a very, very slow legislative session so far, especially compared to 2015, where we were fighting a host of bills to add new cumbersome regulations to the upstream side. It would have made drilling much more difficult, much more costly. We're not seeing those same types of bills just go around, and I might venture to say I think people are missing the drilling that we were doing because of the state of the budget now.
How about when it comes to jobs? I spoke to the mayor of Sidney, Montana, Rick Norby, recently, and you know he mentioned that it was down a little bit. You know, there's some white trucks driving through town every now and then, and the energy companies are still, you know, Continental Resources still buying backpacks for kids, and so the community effort is still there as well. But what are you seeing with your numbers in terms of job development, job retention, or hiring new workers?
Well, similar to North Dakota, we have seen companies starting to hire once again. Some of the companies that had drilled wells but not completed them are looking to do some completion work in the next year, and so obviously they're going to need to build up a lot of those different service crews again. And the ripple effect is, as you know, it's huge, and so once you start bringing work crews to come back in and either complete wells, then the ripple effect benefits the surrounding community, whether it's because guys are buying work boots or gloves, or they're moving back full-time and putting their kids back into school and whatnot. So I have been in touch with a couple of not only members of the Petroleum Association but other contacts within the industry, and things are starting to take a positive turn in the right direction. I think there's a lot of renewed optimism as we start to see that price just creep upwards again, but also now we've got a very different federal administration, and already some of the signs that we've seen come out of the Trump administration point to a direction that signals some good news for those in the oil and gas industry.
You mentioned the federal administration. Of course, that leads me to transition into the Department of Interior. Obviously, they oversee BLM land and really do have a pretty integral part in tribal and public land drilling. Ryan Zinke, is that pronounced correctly? And he's from Montana. Talk to me a little bit about that relationship with I guess it would be the Department of Interior, Secretary of Interior, Ryan Zinke, and oil and gas, and take that whatever direction you want to go, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first of all, we're excited to have a Montanan at the helm of, public lands management. Department of Interior oversees, I believe, 75% of all federal lands. Department of Ag with the Forest Service, they, have oversight over the remaining 25%. But this is huge for Montana. This is the first time we've had a Montanan serve in a presidential cabinet, I believe, ever. He started out as a state senator and was our congressman up until this appointment. And, he's got a very interesting background, having represented a constituency in a national park. I mean, when he was a senator in the state of Montana, he represented the Whitefish area near Glacier National Park. So he certainly understands what it's like to oversee an area with a lot of what we would call it a more pristine environment. He is definitely well-versed in working with the tribes, and we've got seven Indian reservations here in Montana. So I think he brings a very interesting background. Of course, too, he understands that energy security is directly linked to our national security as former Navy SEAL. And so I think that bodes really well with some of the other members of the presidential cabinet. So I don't think that he is going to be, let me put it this way. There has been a number of calls to transfer federal lands back to the states. Ryan Zinke has been opposed to that from the get-go. He, in fact, opposed it was the position of the party, GOP party platform in the convention two years ago, and he actually dropped out as a delegate because of that position. So it's very interesting. I think for people to worry that federal lands are going to get transferred back, that's not going to be a position that he's going to be in favor for. I think he provides balance and when it comes to drilling with respect to doing so in pristine environments or doing so on tribal lands. So I do think he's a pretty level-headed leader. And
to listen to the full-length interview with Jessica Cena from the Montana Petroleum Association or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And you'll hear me say from a mile away that I'm the luckiest man I know. And everybody who knows me knows I'm just a regular Joe.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Blind Joe. To find out more about Blind Joe and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is singer-songwriter Blind Joe.
Yeah, y'all, if they leave it up to me, brother, I'm gonna be exactly who I've always been.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off. The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
Exactly who I've always been. The same old guy staying drunk till I die, man, and jamming for all my friends.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Ain't no doubt I'm gonna ride her just as far as she goes. And at the end of the line, you're gonna find I'm just a regular Joe.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946, Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.